Ross, will you have another debutante this week? Is Giro in the mix? Or?
No. He come back from injury. He played really quite well last week, but we just think he needs a bit more body of work at the minute. And now we've been up and down, but there's some players that would be a pretty sharp decision to omit a couple. So, no.
Stephen Hill, what's he got to do this afternoon?
He did what he was required early in the week. He'll just warm up with the group and train. We expect him to get through, and if he does that, he'll play. So, but until it happens, obviously.
Yeah. How big an in is he given your ball movement last week compared to what
he... Yeah, I think what we've got to recognise about ball movement, it wasn't about one person. We had the options there. So all the options were there. There was plenty of free players. But for whatever reason, that was one aspect. We didn't use them. And Sydney used all their free players and controlled the ball. But we... There's a number of times we have free players everywhere, but maybe the first turnover when we took a wrong option, we had free players, we didn't take them, we went back into our shell. But certainly the scoreboard was a little bit deflating because we went to equal numbers a fair bit, but the connection between our mids and our forwards wasn't a level required. So we certainly should have been even, if not in front at half time. So it's not about one player, but in saying that, Stephen, part of his strength is his run and decision-making, so that will help that aspect. But, I mean, it's not basketball. It's not one dominant player that can fix a team. It certainly is, football's almost your weakest link in a sense. Like your 18th is, or 22nd player is just as important as your best players in Australian rules. So we need everyone to be able to make those decisions because you can't give the ball to one person enough to dominate distribution. It just doesn't happen. But we think we'll be better for it in. Wilson will be better for the run. Luke Ryan just gets to play slightly differently in Connor. So it's an aspect we need to improve. But out of the back half, we scored, really good percentages. It was really centre forward for a number of reasons. Obviously, they're very good at what they do too, Sydney.
Ross, how's Joel Hamling tracking this week? Has he been able to do any training at all?
Cleared his cog state. We'll train today. I expect him to train and play. So once they pass that cog state test during the week, it's a really good sign. But if he was symptomatic in any way, we wouldn't play him. So we've picked a squad that doesn't get finalised. Basically, we'll already be on the track or just about that time. So we'll be able to see how they go and then finalise things. So, we've got Kirsten in the squad that could come in and fill that role.
It must be a relief, though, to have Joel at the moment looking like he would play, given the fact that you've got Ben and Jared as the task this week.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think until you get to them, you keep an eye on the background and a lot of noise around them. And, I've watched some footy, obviously, but, Ben Brown's become a star of the competition and experience working with him at International Rules. He was an amazing athlete and wonderful young man. So, and Jared Wade, I coached in 2000. So he was always a special athlete then as a 17-year-old father's son. And he's gone on to be a very, very good player and at his best. He ripped us the other year. So he's a beautiful mover. So, and Mason Wood, they're Talls and Zeeble. So they're quite potent. And then throwing Simpkin and Attlee, and you can see why where they're at. So it's a handful down there. But again, we're going to have to put pressure on up the field, and we're going to have to use the ball better than we did last week.
In terms of Shane, what have you seen from him in that move heading into defence for Peel Thunder? What have you been impressed by?
Yeah, well, half the challenge is finding your spot in AFL football, and sometimes you get earmarked or something and it doesn't quite work. And look, we could play him forward. We're resisting it because he is really bought in and, in a sense, sees himself as a backman. Really, with Michael Johnson at the back end, obviously. He's been an incredible, I had Sam Fisher and Gilbert at the Saints, that 192, 194 super athlete that plays tall and small. And Michael Johnson, in my time from 12 to now, has done it as well as anyone, I think, in the competition, has been critical to our defence. So, that role needs to be taken up. We haven't got too many 196, 192 mobiles, so we've got Duman, who's that? Talon, who's really coming along quite nicely. And we've got Shane Kirsten that we think could do that role. So it's a bit of competitive tension within to overtake that role. And there'll be times throughout the year that that needs to occur. We just can't wait. You know, it's the next season, obviously. So he's excited about it. He's got a strong pan. He acknowledges it. Look, it might take me 6 to 10 weeks to get to that position where I can grab that role. So he's fully vested mentally into developing in that role. So it's quite exciting for Shane and us. Otherwise, you keep going along doing the same thing. It's not ideal for anyone. Then it's hard to keep that player up mentally if they're in and out and not quite fulfilling. He's got some wonderful tools, like kick, run, speed, and his attitude to training is quite strong. So sometimes just finding your niche. Spoken about it before. So Leo Barry was a bit like that, you know. So there's been some really great examples of the change happening.
Where do you see Brendan Cox in that light? And Ross, I know he's playing a different role at the moment.
Yeah, no, he's really talented forward, to be honest. I know we say he can play down back, but he's a bit of a zoning back. Geez, 99 kilos, 196. He's special decision maker, a very good decision maker, quite clean, strong, really good athlete. So he's got, if you see where Tabernard went to and what we're seeing in Cox early, Cox is already ahead of that. So he's just got to make sure he harnesses his work ethic and his appetite to stay focused, not be distracted, which is difficult. You know, if we benchmark ourselves against the society norms for their age group, I think we outperform, but there's some challenges there of just staying in. It can be injury. So, yeah, we think he's quite exciting and on that front.
Walter's got a knock on the knee at training the other day, but he's okay. He doesn't need to show
anything. Yeah, he'll train fully. If there was any hiccup, that would worry us. But, yeah, our expectation is... And he was a bit sore from the game in general, so I think he just got pushed over and he went off after that, I think. But we put him in cotton wool. We almost weren't going to train him just because it was his first one back. So, look, it would be disappointing if he didn't play, but my understanding is he's fine and he's playing. He's been bouncing in and out of my office all week.
Do you have to make some preparations for the possibility, or strong possibility, that someone like Nathan Fyfe will get the Jacobs tag this week?
Well, if you think that would happen... could be Mundy, but or Neil, but he tends to go to the insiders. Yeah, Nathan's been tagged numerous times before. But all teams, you can't get complacent about that. So you have some contingencies. All teams in the AFL try and support the players getting heavily tagged. So Jacob's done a good job, isn't he? Like, got some good scalps, and he was a very talented player in his own right. I think he went top 10 or first round. I think he played at Brighton. I remember he's very talented, and then he ran into injuries at Port Adelaide and come back and has reinvented him. But he's got a big tank, beautiful kick, and there's a lot to Jacobs. So Nathan's going to have a fight on his hands, and we'll need to help him.
You've often talked about, rather than playing Nathan forward, him pushing forward.
Yeah.
That would be one thing that could possibly work against Jacobs, was what Martin did in the last quarter of the game.
Yeah, Martin does it a lot. He starts in the bounce and drifts forward. You try and take them out of their comfort zone. Parker did that as well. Times you'll play on them and times you'll just roll it over and hand over and come back to the midfield. So we can't control that. What we can control is Nathan's position on the ground. So, he's certainly an aerial threat. Nathan, he tends to mark really well in the wet. He marks as well as in the wet as anyone I've seen. So, we would encourage Nathan to do that.
How's Nat going with that knee, Ross? I know you mentioned it last week. So is it just
only because I had to? Yeah.
Is it just sort of protecting him during the week and making sure he's there again?
Not really. Just to clarify, and it's just a really minor ligament. It's not a major one. It's just he just rolls and catches. So if that doesn't happen, he's 100%. So I think it's only happened twice in the last 2 weeks. So he always expects to train fully, but it happens. It just gets sore for a little bit. It's a little bit unique, but he's been to the surgeon. The surgeon's really confident, assessed it again. He's fine. As a player, as long as I understand, look, you're not causing any damage, and really for us as a club and coaches, that the doctors make the decision based on, yeah, you can play, but you might cause damage, so that's the end of that. But, yeah, you can play, we can manage it, should be okay. if it does get caught, there's some management we could do, but you're not going to hurt it and you're fine. So once you get that, it helps settle your anxiety. And Nathan would only get frustrated if he misses a session, because the best players are the best preparers, and he's as good a preparer as we've got. So the anxiety when you don't quite do as much work as you used to, it gets a little bit mentally challenging. But in the end, that's part of being a great player, overcoming that adversity and that those mental challenges.
You rested one of your kids.
Mitch.
Mitch Croden.
Yeah.
How are the others going, you think?
Yeah, just on Mitch, he still ran well. He was just a bit fried. The concentration levels are really hard, and he'll still play appeal, but it's just he'll run around and without that pressure of performing in front of 40,000 people. Or interstate, it's hard. Their kids going interstate, they're growing. And the others, like lump them in, but you obviously Brayshaw, Chera, Banfield, they seem to be handling it okay, but at some point they might hit a bit of a wall and, you know, they might need not to play. Do you know what I mean? So it's a consideration, but at the minute, it's not an exact science. They're like lab rats. They get measured on everything and indicators for everything. But I think our form and their run will tell us most, and just their general demeanour. But they're really bubbly and enthusiastic. We had our player sponsor night, or the first year has got up, and they just look really happy and enjoying the experience and talking about how they love running down the race and the fireworks go off and the crowd roars compared to the first one at Port Adelaide. So, yeah, they're pretty vibrant. But they'll know they're alive this weekend.
Cam McCarthy, how's he going, do you think?
Yeah, I feel a bit guilty with Cam, because the team we've picked, the struggle between, as I said, we're not lose Matt Tabernard, legitimate tall. And we've got Cox, but we put Mundy back in the midfield a fair bit. So then, you know, Aaron goes off, Cox goes in. It's just Cam. And we haven't got 6'2" or 6'1"ers. Our others are quite small, 174, 173, 174. You know, with Sydney, Rowan, Haywood, Ronk, they're all more aerialist, Heaney. So it's been, I'll take responsibility for Cam not having a lot of support, and I think it just, so that just flags Mundy will play a lot more forward. And support, or maybe a Kirsten comes in for that, potentially, if anything goes wrong. So we think with the support, when he's more freer and he's not feeling that pressure of being that spearhead and just that tall all the time, he then plays very good footy. So I think as a match committee, we probably miss that a little bit, and it's something we're conscious of going forward. Thanks, guys.